Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Walking with Jesus Through the Word, one chapter per day. My name is Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. I am in Moyo, Uganda, on the campus of Reaching Africa's Unreached. And right behind me, if I do this, maybe, well, it's just a mango tree, but I'm sitting right in front of Jacob and Carol's house, and right over there is the first building that was built at REU, and right behind the camera in front of me is the road coming in from the main road outside, and it's actually late afternoon, almost dinner time as I'm recording this, even though I said good morning, they always get really excited. But anyway, I hope you're doing well. We're having a wonderful trip here at REU, and things are a little bit crazy and hectic, and so some of the technicals are a little bit off, and I hope you'll be gracious and understanding for that. But we're here today. Can I talk straight? I've been teaching all day. Okay, it's day 738, and it is Isaiah 47. Let's pray, because I need it. Father in heaven, thank you so much for your word. It's living and active. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It is truth, the truth from the God of truth, and we are your people who need your truth. Please speak to us. Please write Isaiah 47 on our hearts. Please help our minds to comprehend it. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Isaiah 47. Come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground, without a throne, O daughter of the Chaldeans. For you shall no more be called tender and delicate. Take the millstone and grind flour. Put off your veil, strip off your robe, uncover your legs, pass through the rivers. Your nakedness shall be uncovered, and your disgrace shall be seen. I will take vengeance, and I will spare no one. Our Redeemer, the Lord of hosts is his name, is the Holy One of Israel. Sit in silence, and go into darkness, O daughter of the Chaldeans. For you shall no more be called the mistress of kingdoms. I was angry with my people. I profaned my heritage. I gave them into your hand. You showed them no mercy. On the aged, you made your yoke exceedingly heavy. You said, I shall be mistress forever. So that you did not lay these things to heart or remember their end. Now, therefore, hear this. You lover of pleasures, who sit securely, who say in your heart, I am, and there is no one besides me. I shall not sit as a widow, or know the loss of children. These two things shall come to you in a moment, in one day, the loss of children and widowhood. They shall come upon you in full measure, in spite of your many sorceries and the great power of your enchantments. You felt secure in your wickedness. You said, no one sees me. Your wisdom and your knowledge led you astray, and you said in your heart, I am, and there is no one besides me. But evil shall come upon you, which you will not know how to charm away. Disaster shall fall upon you, for which you will not be able to atone, and ruin shall come upon you suddenly, of which you know nothing. Stand fast in your enchantments and your many sorceries with which you have labored from your youth. Perhaps you may be able to succeed. Perhaps you may inspire terror. You are wearied with your many counsels. Let them stand forth and save you, those who divide the heavens, who gaze at the stars, who at the new moons make known what shall come upon you. Behold, they are like stubble. The fire consumes them. They cannot deliver themselves from the power of the flame. No coal for warming oneself as this. No fire to sit before. Such to you are those with whom you have labored, who have done business with you from your youth. They wander about, each in his own direction. There is no one to save you. Well, if you thought that worshiping idols was a good idea, if you thought that seeking after worldly wisdom and living according to the counsels of this age was a good idea, Isaiah 47 is a stunning wake-up call. It's addressed to Babylon the Great, which has this refrain, I am, and there is no one like me, right? They're basically trying to be God, right? That's King Nebuchadnezzar before his humiliation that we studied a couple of days ago in Daniel 4 is a good example of this sort of spirit of Babylon, this air of arrogance and pride. And we, in reading Daniel, which is a good companion for these chapters in Isaiah, in reading Daniel, you see that there's the magicians and the enchanters and the sorcerers and the wise men. Those are the people being mocked here in Isaiah 47. They're the ones who claim to have all of this charm and all of this power and all of this, you know. But in Daniel, we see that they were never even able to interpret dreams accurately, that anytime something really important needed to be done, they had to call on Daniel. That Daniel, who wasn't even really one of them, was actually ended up being made the chief of them all because he was the only one who had any real wisdom. And that even became evident to Nebuchadnezzar by the end of his reign. And so this is just a chapter that just is a stinging rebuke to trusting in the world. And one of the ways we can trust in the world, well, we can trust in politics, right? We can have our hopes set on the outcome of the next election. We can actually believe politicians and the promises that they make to us, or we can believe the talking heads on the media, whatever media you choose to listen to or watch. It's got talking heads who are spinning the truth, weaving a web of deceit and lies, most of them, almost all of them. And, you know, they're selling something, right? They're selling a false security of the future, or they're selling fear. And the only way to be delivered from that fear is to trust them and to give them your allegiance and your loyalty. But none of this works. None of this works. The stock market, you know, power, the American dream, a secure retirement account, pleasure and distraction, you know, a man cave that you can hide in from the world. None of it works. All of it, in the end, will disappoint if that's where we're finding our security, our identity, or the resting of our hopes. And, you know, the Babylonians are told here that it would be in one night, that they would experience widow and loss of children. They're going to come to you in a moment, in a day. And that's what happened. Babylon was surrounded by the emerging Medo-Persian alliance. Really, the Medes are the ones who took down Babylon, the city. And the river was stopped, and they were able to get in, and just like that, right? We're actually going to read about that next time we're in Daniel, which I think is tomorrow. So it goes really well with this chapter, right? This instantly is going to come upon them, and they're going to experience this absolute devastation. And that's what happens. Like, when you trust in the things of the world, look, when stock markets crash, right, or when terrorists attack, or when the election doesn't go your way, or the election did go your way, but the guy didn't keep any of his promises, or you reach retirement, and then you realize, you know, most people, especially men, most people die very soon after they reach retirement because they were living for this thing and pushing for this thing, and now they arrived, and they're like, well, what do I do now? And so, like, the things of this world disappoint, but God never disappoints. God is the one, as we saw yesterday, he's the one who bears us, he's the one who carries us, he's the one who keeps all of his promises to us. And so if you want to avoid the fate of Babylon, trust in the Lord. Let's pray. Father, we need you. You made us for yourself, and we won't find peace anywhere else but in you. Help us to know that and to believe it and to live it. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, thanks for joining me for Isaiah 47. I do think we're going to be back in the book of Daniel tomorrow. Hope to see you there. Have a blessed day in the Lord.